What's up with Jessup? It's the only way to wake up. We state our views, state facts, and then afterwards we make up. From politics, business, to lifestyle, let's get this. Jessup Jong knows all the facts. He has no missed list. This podcast is your place for breaking news and hot takes. It's the only way to wake up. What's up with Jessup?
Welcome back to the Study With Me series. This is a new concept series in which I study and you get to have that peer pressure of studying together. You know, it's especially important when you want to keep yourself motivated to have some kind of timer and someone to keep you accountable. I would like to be that person for you. So you can, you know, start the podcast and then mute it and then just follow the time period and say, you know, this is a 20-minute podcast. I will be studying for 20 minutes. So you can literally mute it from now if you'd like. And if you're just, you know, curious about my studying process, then you can keep it with the sound on and you can study with me. And I will be putting on, minutes. I will be having a timer set and doing short bursts of studying. So let's get to it. Don't be too greedy. Share. Share with other people so that other people can learn from the same information that you do. So share this. I also have two books out, especially the book on Amazon. You can search my name, Jessup Jong, on Amazon, and you will find the book Human Suffering. The Kindle version is out, and the paperback will be out soon. It is delivered to all regions and locations. So if you're interested, let me know and you can buy the book. If you've bought the book and you're a fan of the podcast, please feel free to send me a message of what you thought about the book and I'll feature your question or comment on the podcast. So share the podcast and buy the book. All right, welcome back. I am first going to start playing some music. You'll be able to hear this now.
Connection successful.
So I'm going to commit myself. Let's see. First, I have to see how much I have gotten done. So I think first I have to go to the actual practice page, log in. So I haven't done section two yet. I have to find my highlighter first though. So I do need my highlighter.
just gonna get a new highlighter because I can't seem to find it, which is fine.
Okay, so I got a highlighter. We're good now. I'm going to try to finish all of this. When I finish three sections, I will have the permission to have dinner. Let's try it. Ready? Section two. Let's go to 16. So I got it right. I think I need to know exactly why C is not the answer. And I would want to go to the explanation part, going to logical reasoning, and then going to, let's see, what is this, 55 section 2, 55 section 2. And the question is 16. Okay, so it's not this one, it's actually section 1, 16. Why C is not wrong, right? We have to know that Judith got distracted. We do not know if right, it's Judith rather than the cab being distracted. So that does make sense. I did number 16. Let's look at number 19 as well. Definitely C, I think. Yeah. It's not an objection. Doesn't attempt to refute as well. So it makes sense. Looking back on it. Number 19, I did it. Number 21. Thank you. think it's B. It might be A, but I'm going to with B just because it's not about one, but rather that many have to take it, but you still have to take it kind of thing. Oh, I got it right. That was really tricky. But I'm going to see why that wasn't the case by going to the same section, but question 21, and seeing why A is not the right answer, but rather many. Yeah, see, that's fascinating. Such a small difference, but it makes all the difference, I guess. But I did change that. Now I have number 22 and 24. I think it's B. It's E. Interesting. I don't know why. Let's go to question 22 here. Weakening causation, there are many ways. Reverse, so like B causes A, as in, you know, psychological factors, or no, heart disease cause psychological, or that it's a different thing, causes both. It's coincidental. It's interesting. So this is centrally caused. So it's physiological factors that cause high blood pressure also make it psychological. I misread physiological with psychological. That's interesting. Now, why is B wrong? Oh, so medication can affect it, but we don't know if the actual patients with permanently high blood pressure are taking the medication. Or that people with these psychological things take it. Interesting. And then affecting the mood is also quite vague in that it can mean a lot of things. So I guess that's a part of the reason why. How about D? Why is D wrong? But this is also just an association. This is an association. So if it's angry or frustrated, so they are kind of different, I guess. That's interesting. So small difficulties is different from being angered. That's fascinating. But okay, I will accept that. Now let's go to 24. I think this has to be the last one because I'm kind of hungry and tired. So, last question. Okay, I think it's D, and that's right. Okay, did all the questions, I'm happy with it. I'll take a break and I'll see you next time, or you know, soon in today.
Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next time.